7:41. It is the WXRO Morning Show. We are live at Wise Guys Auto in Columbus. It sounds like we're getting a little fuzzy all of a sudden. I wonder if some big truck is parked out front or something like that that's getting in the way of our antenna.
I didn't think you got fuzzy after you had that hair removal done.
No, I still get a little fuzzy.
Let's still get a little fuzzy?
Yeah.
It's a nice thought for everybody to wake up to. Good morning, everyone.
Well, you brought it up, so I just kind of thought I'd finish it.
I know that you live and die with the comings and goings of the Kardashian family.
Yeah, I really care.
I just thought I would fill you in. They've actually, they did their Christmas issue, their Christmas, where they take their Christmas card every year. And I think that was the first thing they taped after Bruce and Chris announced that they were separating. So it was interesting, because he was there, and they actually talked about it a little bit, too. But
well, he was the only guy in the picture, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because originally they were just going to do it with the women, because they had this fancy schmancy, greasy-haired Hollywood photographer do their thing. You know?
Nice.
And they were just going to do it with the women. They weren't going to have the kids involved in it, the children, the little Courtney's kids. So they raised hell about that, and then Bruce raised hell about not being in the picture, so they put him in there. But, yeah, they're together, and it seems kind of weird. It seems like they're all going to try it. It's kind of like the old Andy Williams Christmas special. Remember after he divorced his wife,
and
she was still on there for like 4 years acting like his wife.
Jeez.
It's that kind of thing.
Hey, you brought up the kids. I understand that you guys are doing a fundraiser for kids, aren't you?
Yeah, we do this. We did it last Christmas also. And we're doing it again this year. We're doing a toy drive for the NIC Foundation.
Okay.
NIC stands for Neighbors in Constant Care.
Oh, that's cool.
It was set up in Columbus by the Hornbacher family because they realized the needs for families that are not as fortunate or whatever, where the when you have like people leaving off like the food pantries and things
right.
like that
right.
where they can't quite make it up. The NIC Foundation kind of helps out and does little things like that to try to, you know, accommodate. But one of the things that they do around the holidays is they do a lot of toys to families that can't afford toys for children or whatever. So what we're doing down here is a toy drive for them. I'm doing a $15 oil change plus tax.
Oh, wow.
And if you bring in a toy, and I'd like to see kind of, you know, a toy of like $10 or $15, you know, or whatever. And then we'll take that up to Julie's Java House right here in town. And they'll wrap them all up and give the gifts back to the kids give the gifts to the kids for Christmas and stuff like that. And it turns out really cool. Last year, you know, we were only in business for like 3 months.
Sure.
And I tried it out. I had like half a truckload of toys. It turned out better than I thought. And this year I'm hoping to double that, you know, get like, you know, a pickup box full of toys or get, you know, at least like 20, 30 toys for these kids and just try to, you know, do something for the community and help out where possible.
Oh, that's nice. That's great.
Yeah, and it's all, you had said it earlier. I mean, you're a part of the community. You grew up in this area. It's not like you're some fly-by-night guy that come in here, well, let's see if we can try something. No, you're part of the community, and this is another way to give back.
Right, you bet. And there's always things like that. I mean, there's always benefits, and there's always things where, you know, a small town like this, we really do look on to your neighbor and help each other out. And this is just one nice way to, you know, you're going to need an oil change anyway. It's just a nice way to kind of pay back. Last year, I had a guy that liked it so much that he just come down and brought a couple of things and was like, oh, geez, here, give these to the kids and this. And he thought it was just so great. Just a really nice gentleman. I think he brought like 5 things down here.
Nice. Just to be part of it.
Right, exactly.
And I think people always do want to be part of that kind of stuff.
You bet. Especially this time of year. You know, holidays are coming and you start to, you know, think a little less about yourself and more about people that, you know, may not have it as well. And holidays is, that's why all these drives are done during the holiday season, because people are kind of gauged up to think like that, you know, and so it works out well for everyone. And Christmas toys for kids, I mean, that kind of tugs at your heartstrings.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, the telephone number that people can call if they want to make an oil change appointment or anything like that?
The number here is 920-623-9905. My hours are Monday through Friday, 6 to 6, and Saturday, 6 to noon. I mean, I put in 66 hours of open time down here, and then usually you're tying up some loose ends, coming in early or finishing up stuff or whatever. But it's also that if you want to drop your car off before work, if that works out better for you, you can do that. Or if you want to drop your car off or pick it up at night, you know, kind of just to try to fit into people's schedules.
Right. Well, that's great.
He's open a lot of hours, which means that every once in a while, a guy's got to just bust down and make his own spamaroni and cheese. That's what it comes down to.
Just being creative in the kitchen.
Now, you said your wife doesn't buy Spam. I mean, now that you've discovered this wonderful, tasty treat, are you going to be able to convince her to pick up some cans of Spam from the store?
I have a feeling I'm still on my own with the Spam drink.
She wasn't that excited about the spamaroni and cheese. Not nearly as excited as you were.
Correct. And I think that if it were up to her, it would probably get thrown away.
Right. But now you've got it now. You've come up with the perfect recipe. We're at Wise Guys Auto, Water Street in Columbus. More Morning Show coming up on 95.3.
The boys need to pee. Not together. More Morning Show coming up on WXRO.